Chapter 3. The Monkey's Paw. The sergeant major emptied his glass. "Very well, then," he said, feeling for something in his pocket. "To look at, it's just an ordinary little paw, dried to a mummy." He took something out of his pocket and held it out for the others to see. Mrs. White drew back when she saw it, but her son took it and looked at it curiously. "And what is special about it?" asked Mr. White as he took it from his son. He stared at it, then placed it on the table. "It had a spell put on it by a holy man," said the sergeant major. "A very spiritual man. He wanted to show that a greater power rules people's lives, and that those who try to fight this power find great sadness. He put a spell on it so that 3 separate men could have 3 wishes from it."
"Well, why don't you have 3 wishes, sir?" said Herbert.
The soldier looked at him in the way that older people tend to when faced with questions of the young. "I have," the sergeant major said quietly, and his red face whitened.
"And did you really have the 3 wishes granted?" asked Mrs. White.
"I did," said the sergeant major, and his glass hit against his strong teeth.
"And has anybody else wished?" asked the old lady.
"The first man had his 3 wishes, yes," was the reply. "I don't know what the first 2 were, but the 3rd was for death. That's how I got the paw."
His voice was so serious that a silence fell upon the group.
"If you've had your 3 wishes, it's no good to you now then, Morris," said the old man at last. "What do you keep it for?"
The soldier shook his head. "I'm not sure," he said slowly. "I did think of selling it, but I don't think I will. It has caused enough trouble already. Besides, people won't buy it. They don't believe in magic. And even those who do believe want to try it first and pay me afterward."
"If you could have another 3 wishes," said the old man, "would you have them?"
"I don't know," said Morris. "I don't know."
He took the paw, held it a moment in his hand, then suddenly threw it upon the fire. Mr. White, with a small cry, ran over to the fire and pulled it off.
"Better let it burn," said the soldier.
"If you don't want it, Morris," said Mr. White, "give it to me."
"I won't," said his friend. "I threw it on the fire. If you keep it, don't blame me for what happens. Throw it on the fire again. It's the best thing to do."
Mr. White shook his head and studied the paw closely.
"How do you make a wish?" he asked.
"Hold it up in your right hand and wish in a loud voice," said the sergeant major.
"But be very careful what you wish for."
"How exciting," said Mrs. White, as she rose and began to set the supper on the table.
"Why don't you wish for 4 pairs of hands for me? I could do all my work more quickly."
Her husband drew the paw from his pocket, and then the 3 of them started laughing as the sergeant major, with a look of fear on his face, caught him by the arm.
"If you must wish," he said, "wish wisely, but I ask you to reconsider."
Mr. White dropped the paw back in his pocket and, placing chairs, motioned his friend to the table. During supper, the talisman was partly forgotten, and afterward the 3 sat listening to more of the soldiers' exciting adventures in India.